Welcome to Nothing Is Real, a podcast about the Beatles. Everybody thinks they know the Beatles, but how much do we really know? My name is Jason Carty.
My name is Stephen Cockcroft.
And we're live on tape from Dublin and Belfast. Hooray, we've made it to season six, Stephen.
Didn't think we'd get here.
It's hard to believe that we've been doing this now for 3 years, and we started in the reign of Theresa May as UK Prime Minister, and when everybody didn't wear a face mask. And now look at us, six seasons in, and we're going to hit 100 episodes during season six. It's crazy stuff.
It's nuts, and we'd like to thank both our listeners for sticking with us through that period.
Thanks, Mum. All that stuff's important. This is a little curtain raiser episode, a little freewheeling exploration into six, because we're going to do things slightly differently. We're taking our, you know, our inspiration from the Beatles themselves. They didn't stand still, Stephen. That's all I hear people say.
They didn't stand still, and they didn't plan anything either. Neither are we.
Well, yes, it's kind of a mixture of planning and not planning, and other sort of life events that have happened in the interim. But what we kind of realized when we were putting season six together, because there is some discussion and some thought about how this happens, was to try and, you know, when we looked at things that we wanted to talk about and what's happening in the Beatle universe, to try and see, was there an overarching thread or a theme that could run through season six? And what's the big thing everyone's talking about, Stephen?
This is our concept season.
Yes, exactly.
This is our Sergeant Pepper. This is our
where the first two or three songs will adhere to the concept and the rest won't.
And then we'll just tail off alarmingly.
But we will tell you it's a concept.
And we'll drag it back to the concept for the last episode.
But I think it's fair to say that, you know, the thing that has captured everyone's imagination in the last couple of months in Beatletown has been Peter Jackson's Get Back.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the Cilla Black documentary on BBC Four, but yes.
Well, that's number two. Get Back. The Beatles Get Back. And so should we do a sole season about Get Back?
I think it's been done.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. It's not Get Back. We've been canvassing people. We are not going to talk about Get Back. So maybe, you know, normally what we'll do is on social media, as we kind of reveal the episodes a week in advance. But we're actually going to talk about the season as a whole right now. And there is an overarching theme, and it's not Get Back. It's not Get Back. But if you are someone who is new to Nothing Is Real, and you've just joined Nothing Is Real because you've seen Get Back, the episodes we have planned are going to be a very helpful adjunct to try and explain the before and after of Get Back. Because the thing we are planning to do, what we are calling quite pithily, is season six, From Brian to Klein. And what we're trying to do is address Appy from Brian to Klein.
This is why you're in charge of the PR.
That's right. And if you're a doctor, you know what PR means. From Brian to Klein, Brian Epstein to Alan Klein, how did the Beatles get from being those fun, lovable mop tops to being, you know, stage whipped by a narky American? Is that kind of a fair way of putting it?
I think that's a fair comment. I think that's a fair comment. You know, we've all watched Get Back now 5, 6, 7 times. I think, you know, you come to Nothing Is Real for the arcane detail, the side notes, the cul-de-sacs, the roads less traveled, the tangents. We are famous for our tangents, and I think it is important to kind of put everything in context. So, given that Get Back is such a huge event, I think it is important to put it into context. And I think it is, from Brian Epstein to Alan Klein, is the that's the story.
That's the arc. So we're going to kind of hit on some key points that get us from one of those areas to the other. So we're going to start the season next week, and we're going to look at the Beatles' third movies that didn't happen, because, you know, 1966 was supposed to be this year where they finished the trilogy of A Hard Day's Night and Help. And that's kind of the start of, you could argue, Brian losing a little bit of control and the Beatles becoming their own men and trying to decide their artistic fate.
I think we're really looking at that area in particular where they start to develop their own projects, they start to do solo work, they start to take control of their careers that really ends with touring. This is a sequel to the Ron Howard 8 Days a Week. This is the post-touring years, really, is what we're looking at. And so they're taking artistic control in the studio. They're not going to be bounced into doing a third movie. We're going to look at Brian's influence and his role during that period as well, and then on into 68 and 69, which is really, we think of Get Back, I suppose people think of Get Back as being late 69, early 1970 because of the Let It Be movie, but really we're focusing on quite a short period of time. But there's a lot in there.
So we're gonna look at the last year in of Brian's life as well across two episodes, because you know he tries to. There's 1 year from Candlestick Park, the last gig, until Brian dies, and it's a question of how does he find himself, or what does he do, or what did the Beatles do? And it's this classic Beatles story of they are navigating something for the first time. They are the first people in the world to sort of navigate this level of fame and this level of kind of influence and control.
Yeah, and I think the story of Brian Epstein, you know, we people have asked us from really, I think, day one, oh, you should do an episode. And we kind of touched on it briefly in the fifth Beatle episode. But whenever we sat down to look at this, we thought we can't cover everything that Brian did for the band, you know, like all the way back to the Cavern days, all the way through to Candlestick Park and beyond. That's too big for one season, much less two or three episodes. So we're just going to look at that one particular aspect of his career and the pressures that he was under at the time.
Yeah, I'd say Brian has been a number one request for episodes, and it's a huge story. So we're going to focus in on that last year. And then we're also going to look at somebody who essentially, you could argue, replaced Brian for a short period of time, the Maharishi and the Beatles in India.
Yeah. So again, it's on the one hand, it's a nice self-contained story, but actually the lead up to that is fascinating. The impact it had on the band collectively and individually, I think, is fascinating.
Yeah, we're going to look at the song that contains Multitudes, which is Hey Jude. I think we've got this down to about 17 episodes. it's a long one.
it's a long episode, because you said to me, you know, can we do an episode on Hey Jude? Can we get, you know, 45 minutes out of Hey Jude? And I thought, I don't know, what is there to say about Hey Jude that hasn't been said before? You know, that we've got, that's the best line in it, and that line about the parrot.
Don't give away that. Don't give away all the best bits.
But I genuinely thought, what else, what is there to say here that hasn't been said before by Paul?
But my case for Hey Jude is that it is a song that kind of changes everything, and it's rooted. It goes back to John and Cynthia Lennon being married, being divorced. It covers, you know, the origin story of the Beatles. It covers the Beatles' future, and nobody seems to notice that it's a brand new type of song. It's the power ballad, basically, that's being invented.
I absolutely agree. As I doubted we could get a single episode out of it, and here we are. We have possibly four or five episodes on a line-by-line dissection with Paul Muldoon as special advisor.
Oh, wouldn't it be great to get Paul Muldoon? And, you know, I guess the point we're trying to get to is that all of these kind of things, all these episodes will kind of overlap with each other a little bit. There'll be little bits that kind of cross-reference each other and move towards each other. But it's not all serious because, hey, Paul is dead. That's something worth talking about. Possibly another number one request from people is that we kind of look at the Paul is dead. What would you call it? Truth. Yeah, truth. That's right.
It's the truth. It's it's a conspiracy for the 20th and 21st century, I think.
It's one that straddles many eras. And then obviously we're going to have to do some episodes looking at the man himself, the man, the legend, the lawsuit within a suit, Alan Klein.
The lawsuit in a suit. I like that. I'm going to write that down.
Write that down. That's good.
Yeah, there has not been, strangely, any demand for an Alan Klein episode, except it was me wrote that on a piece of paper and put it in the hat.
I think, you know, folks, if you want to know what goes on behind the scenes of Nothing Is Real, I was like, Hey Jude's a big one. And you've been like, Alan Klein's a big one. And so we've managed to mash them all up. But it is a good story. And is he 100% the villain that he's always painted as?
Definitely not.
Yes.
Definitely not. Okay. Definitely not. It's and best of all for all. I appreciate that half of our audience are all made up of retired lawyers, and it's full of law stuff. So it's going to be law talking stuff.
Yeah, it's, you know, we always like to break out the law stuff in some of our episodes. So, you know, wherever there's an Alan Klein, there's a lawsuit knocking around. And we also, you know, so that's kind of the general arc of the season. And they're the kind of things that we'll be touching upon. We will go off in some other directions as needs be. We are suspecting that there might be an imminent announcement about a Sometime in New York City release as well. And that's something, you know, we do focus on solo Beatles stuff on Nothing Is Real. And we are hopefully going to find something else about that. You've gotten a little bit of insider knowledge, Stephen, well, already, I believe.
Yes, and it's not really insider, official insider knowledge. This is our the Nothing Is Real representatives, spies.
The hive mind.
The hive mind.
The spies or the hive mind, yes.
The spies is they're everywhere. They're everywhere. So from what we gather, there has been a debate going on about the inclusion of one particular song in this box set, for obvious reasons. We leave that unsaid.
The opening track, which has that word in it.
That word in it. So the record company, we believe, is worried about a backlash against Lennon, you know, by Beatles by association. And if you kind of think about this, there was a little bit of this in the run-up to Get Back, where, you know, Commonwealth and Get Back, the song itself, and that aspect. But there is a suggestion that perhaps we should be looking out for some kind of advanced PR campaign to try and put this in context. Universal, I think, a bit nervous about this from what we hear. Some talk about actually leaving it off the box set is the rumour.
This is the rumor that you heard, and it's a pretty reasonable thing to hear. And I think to leave it off the album just seems preposterous. But also, the John Lennon side have said it's the whole album or not, is basically it. Nothing gets taken off the album.
Yes. And I mean, you can understand that. You can absolutely understand for sure. That. So again, we believe that as of last week, there was an intervention at the highest level from Team John to say, well, it's all or nothing.
Yeah. What, the Small Faces song? Oh no, that's a different thing. Sorry. so there is a bit of a wobble on this box set and hinging upon this particular song. So we're very interested to see what happens.
Yes, very interested to see what happens. And obviously, you know, the appropriate thing is to leave it in, but put a huge explanatory essay and booklet and put everything in context. You know, I'm a great believer. Set out the context. Let people make up their own minds. But
yeah, there's been I mean, certainly the Lennon box sets have been great for the old context, you know, and for explaining things and for telling what's going on. So, but whether they're getting into the nitty gritty of, well, do we print the word on the sleeve or this kind of stuff? I don't know what kind of roads they're going down. If anybody, you know, has been to, there's a website, sometimeinnyc.com, which at the start of the year defaulted to a placeholder page that said, like the previous box sets, the ultimate mixes 2022, John and Yoko, Sometime in New York City. And what's happened in the last few days is that's now just defaulted to the John Lennon website, that placeholder has disappeared, which is curious. Whether that's a good sign or a bad sign, whether it means it's ready or whether it means actually we're delaying this until we sort this issue out, we don't know.
Well, that might fit with the sort of shenanigans that we're hearing that we're hearing about. But yeah, we'll keep an eye on that.
We'll keep an eye on that.
Then obviously we're still sitting here, even as we record, waiting for our invite backstage to the VIP suite at Glastonbury.
We're just waiting for Glastonbury. So yeah, we can be contacted either. I'll take the invite through Twitter. You can take it through Facebook.
Yeah.
But if anybody from MPL is listening, we'd be very happy to do a report of Paul back on tour. Paul McCartney's got back, and you cannot lie.
We're happy to interview Paul backstage. We're happy to go on stage and introduce him. You know, that would be fine.
Yeah, we can take booze if people want to boo at us.
In the manner of, you know, Smashy and Nicey, we can go on stage and interview.
We could be as a support act, we could do a good 20 minutes on Press to Play. No, easy, off the top of our heads.
Easily.
No problem
that.
At all. So yeah, so Paul has announced that he's on tour. The Got Back tour is happening, which is quite funny. I said I'd get back and now I've got back. He's so canny. He's so good with the press.
It's good. Ringo is touring.
Ringo is touring as well at the same time.
Hamish Stewart is in the band. Paul's, you know, yep, former guitar
from the Lumpy Trousers band. It's all going.
Every chance we might see Paul or we might see Ringo.
Fingers crossed. And even the Stones are back on the road as well. There's no chance.
Even the Stones are back on the road. Yeah, we're bound to get an invite.
Celebrating their 60th anniversary. And Ringo's recently on Jimmy Kimmel, which is worth looking up. So there's lots of stuff happening in the Beatle universe. The other thing that we're still doing is our Acast Plus episodes. So anybody who joined us on the subscriber trip last year at the start of season 4, I'm losing count, you know, there's a whole other parallel universe of Nothing Is Real episodes to visit, and we're going to keep that up now at the launch of season 6 as well. So we'd like to thank all our supporters to date. If you haven't joined us, go to nothingsrealpod.com, have a look under support, and you can join the Acast Plus tier, and you get the joy of waiting so long is that you get immediate access to all the previous episodes, but you don't get to be an early adapter, you don't get to be one of the cool kids. But we are going to be bringing back Acast Plus bonus episodes throughout season 6, and we're going to be starting, some of them will overlap with our From Brian to Klein, I've said it again, arc. And some of them will be where we put the fun and esoteric stuff and some interviews as well. But we're going to be looking at All You Need Is Love and the R World broadcast across 2 episodes for our subscribers at the start of season 6. So that kind of does dovetail with Summer 67, Brian, and all that stuff that's going on.
It is. All the bonus episodes will weave in and out, sometimes in, sometimes out of the main episodes.
Yes, exactly. But, people tell me they're the best episodes.
I have to say that the ones I enjoy recording the most.
They have a certain joie de vivre, and we would recommend them. And, there's some good stuff there. You can get and dip back into Paul McCartney's Birds or our conversations with Luke Haine and all that other stuff that we did the last time around. The concert for Campuchia.
We might even get to the fabled Paul's Shoes episodes.
Paul's Shoes is definitely on the table, although it's bad luck to put shoes on a table. That is definitely one that's up for grabs. I do want to do an extra texture episode.
Really? So I want to do an episode on Paul's Shoes and you want to do an episode on Extra Texture?
We're through the looking glass, people. This podcast is playing with our minds.
This is what you get on the bonus side. You get the flip side.
Exactly.
It's a deal. We're going to do Paul's Shoes and Extra Texture.
Yeah, in the one episode. That'd be cool. So there's a lot about to happen, and it's been a crazy few weeks. I've broken my arm, sort of thing, which kind of
it was an accident. It was just an accident. It was an accident. You pushed
me down the stairs,
and you still got to do the Brian to Klein thing anyway. I shouldn't have made such a big deal about it.
I suffered a biceps detachment, Stephen, lifting a television set. And the thing retracted into my armpit. It was very medically curious, and I've had it surgically reattached.
I was going to say, I didn't know you could do that, and I didn't know you had a bicep.
It's not. I looked up the Wikipedia entry afterwards to say, you know, what the risks were. And it said the risks are for people who are either super fit, and I was like, okay, or they're just kind of awkward with their movements. And I thought, yeah, I'm probably just awkward with my movements, not as opposed to being super fit. I've got a big immobile arm trying to get some of the stunt soldiering on, though, for the
With the help of painkillers and hallucinogenic dynamite weed, we'll get through this season, Jason. Yes, we'll get through this season.
People say if you can remember season 6, you weren't really there. I think that's going to be my excuse by the end of it. But yes, it's all falling apart, basically. But so I think they're the main things. A little bit different. We're giving a little bit of insight into what's going to happen. We're not going to be totally coy about, hey, guess what we're doing next week. That's kind of the general arc of things, and we'll weave in and out, and anything that kind of arises along the way, we'll throw that in the pot and pan as well. But you know, we're going to run from March to June, like we did before, and get all that stuff out in that time, and see what happens, really.
See what happens, and all the good stuff that happens in between with new releases or concerts or anything like that. We'll cover all of that. And as you say, yeah, let's do the Extra Texture episode and the Paul's Footwear episode.
It is. You know what? It is going to be very curious to see, you know, what Paul is like. Paul will be 80 in June, and that's actually something else we should just flag up now, that we might be getting involved in some activity around Paul's 80th birthday. Should we keep that under our hats for now?
I think we should keep that under our collective hats. But I can say, you know, just to prove I'm down with the kids, Paul will be the oldest person to headline Glastonbury, and Billy Piper, no, Billy Eilish, will be the youngest.
Billy Piper, oh, granddad, really?
Billy Eilish will be the youngest
person ever to headline.
Yeah, you see?
The tickets for Glastonbury this year went on sale in 2019, and because of the unpleasantness, obviously, ticket holders have been able to carry their tickets forward. There's potential resales happening in April. I will be trying. I've been to Glastonbury 3 times. It is an absolutely fantastic way to spend your days in the fields of Glastonbury. I love the place, but I think my chances of actually getting there are very, very, very low.
Well, I will not be trying to get a ticket for Glastonbury. I am pinning all of my hopes on MPL getting in touch with a VIP helicoptered in and helicoptered out on the day to a luxury hotel and spa.
One of the times I went to Glastonbury, I won tickets on BBC Six Music, and I did get backstage passes, and I got nice toilets. That was exciting. Anyway,
who did you get to meet backstage in the nice toilet?
I didn't really meet anyone. The only real person who was kind of sitting around in the backstage area was British TV comedian Harry Enfield, and he was just sitting there kind of enjoying himself. I didn't really annoy him or interrupt him, but it was a pleasant way to spend the weekend.
Yeah, but see, if you did that now, he'd be asking you for your autograph.
It was also the weekend that Michael Jackson died. It was a strange weekend. That was back in 2009. We've wandered slightly off course.
I was touring the banks of Loch Ness when Michael Jackson died.
Really?
Yeah.
Good Lord. Yeah. Look at you now.
I was my sister and I were driving around the Highlands of Scotland doing a feature for The Rough Guide to Camping.
Quite a weird time.
We come from such different worlds, Jason, you and I.
But, you know, the Beatles are the world's greatest unifiers, Stephen.
I think
that's true. But, you know, it will be interesting to see what Paul's live show is like. And, you know, whether there's... I bet he's going to open with Get Back. I will bet 10 euros right now that the first thing he plays is Get Back when he steps out on stage. I think people will be super excited. But you did say at the end of last year he will never play live again, which I think you obviously...
I did. I've been saying that about the Stones since 1982.
Okay,
I'm not the best. It holds no weight. What I would say is I think he's much more likely to open with I've Had Enough or Spin It On or... With a Little Luck, because he'll be releasing the London Town and Back to the Egg box set.
I think that's exactly what's going to happen. No, maybe not. Hope springs eternal. But anyway, there's a lot going on in the next couple of months in the Beatle universe. And as I said, for Paul McCartney's 80th, watch this space, because there's a couple of things that me and Stephen might be able to announce in due course on the website. But that's kind of all we needed to say. We just wanted to float a balloon about season 6 to say it's real, it's here, it's happening. It has this theme. Go on, say it, Stephen. From Brian to Klein.
To Klein.
So from Brian Epstein to Alan Klein and all the paces in between. And that'll be reflected in our main episodes and in some of our bonus episodes. So, you know, the usual kind of stuff that you're well used to expecting in the Nothing Is Real universe.
And I will not be using that strap line on Facebook. People can rest assured.
Oh no.
Brian.
Brian to Klein. Okay. Well, yeah, okay. You decide, folks. I feel a Twitter poll coming on. But that's it. So we will start next week when we look at the Beatles' third movies. That'll be episode one, and then we'll carry on from there. And we thank you for all your continued support for the podcast. We thank all our Acast Plus subscribers and supporters. And we really do enjoy hearing from you, you know, in all the usual places.
And thank you to our spy in the sky.
Yes.
And keep up the good work.
You know who you are.
And to William, our American correspondent.
Yes. And actually, that's a good point. William is, as he revealed in our bonus episode, he lives in Winston-Salem. And that is one of the 12 stops on Paul McCartney's US gigs. William will be at that gig. So we're going to tap him on the shoulder and ask him how it went.
And better than that, he's also going to be at Ringo Starr's gig in the neighbourhood.
So, you know, it's all happening. So we will have first-hand correspondent reports from those gigs coming up in season six and loads of other fun stuff. But yes, please do keep in touch. We remain available in all the usual places. The website is the main portal, www.nothingisrealpod.com. Twitter at BeatlesPod. The Nothing's Real Facebook group heading to 6,000 members, chaired by Chairman Stephen. And because of season six, I think it's time for another TikTok, and William, who runs our Instagram as well, who you've already met. So that's it for now. We shall see you next week. Beatles Third Movies. Until then, I'm Jason Carty.
I'm Stephen Cockcroft.
And this is Nothing Is Real. Thanks for listening.